This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe.
Minder, minder, it will surely spoil. Sleep down in the soil. Nothing come from nothing, come on. Royal oil.
Royal oil? Well, you need oil in order to make gasoline. Let's talk about the price of gasoline. We've got Stephen Schork of the Schork Report. Stephen, good to have you with us on Bloomberg.
That's great to be here, Pim. Thanks.
All right. Retail gasoline prices in the United States lower for a second straight week. Will that continue?
Absolutely. At this point, Pim, we're looking at a market defined by the consumer that is in a precarious state. We put in highs in the oil market back in the spring, approximately $115 in the New York market, but more importantly, in the London market, the real price of oil was close to $130. Now, we've been in a well-defined bearish trend in both markets, that is, one defined by lower lows and lower highs. And so we're now at a point of the season, Pim, where we are in a soft patch. The summer is over. We're going into refinery turnaround season. More importantly, EPA regs have changed. We are now blending for a winter-grade gasoline, which is cheaper to blend. So the consumer could look forward to a few more weeks, indeed maybe a few more months of lower gasoline prices.
So what kind of numbers are we talking about toward the end of the year when we're looking at oil prices?
Right now, Courtney, the oil prices in New York, we're playing around with about $85 oil. In London, as I said, the real price of oil globally is still well over $100. We could see conceivably another $10 in the price come out. Based on historical relationships, we could be looking at a 30-35 cent further savings at the pump in the weeks, months ahead.
Stephen Schork, is it still profitable for oil companies to drill for new oil?
To drill for new oil, once we get down into the $70-$75 range for North American oil, and again, North American oil is about $85-$90 a barrel, we begin to play around with the economics because our source or our future source and the growth prospects for North American oil, of course, is oil sands. You begin to query the economics once you get down into the low $70. So that's not an unreasonable expectation to expect to see support upon further weakness from this point on. But indeed, with what we're seeing in Brazil and elsewhere, and of course, the demand function is only moving, guys, in one direction globally. So yes, it still is certainly a profitable endeavor. And this is probably why we're starting to see some of the larger oil companies jettison their refining units, their downstream units, and focusing more on their upstream, their E&P units.
Well, a lot of people are driving around and listening to us. Many have probably filled up their cars. So why are gas prices still relatively higher? Why are we still hovering around this 358 level and still higher than what we saw last year?
Well, keep in mind that oil prices, again, we've had a big disconnect in oil prices in the globe with the benchmark that we follow here in the U.S., the New York Mercantile Exchange. That is a false price of oil. So the headline oil number for most Americans, they're reading that oil prices have fallen to $85 a barrel. They have not. The real price of oil is still well above $110. And again, when you run that correlation, $110 a barrel for North Sea or West African crude oil coming into a refinery in New Jersey or Philadelphia, which is the epicenter of the refining industry on the East Coast, we're still talking, refiners can still make money, but the margins are still not, let's say, robust. So clearly the price of gasoline fairly is reflected on the price of oil at $110 a barrel. That said, you take another $10 out of the price of Brent crude oil, and it's the proxy oils that we do buy into refineries here in the East, and you will see a commensurate decline in gasoline prices.
Stephen Schork, the price of natural gas down 2% today. Are people who heat their homes using natural gas going to see lower prices this winter?
The utility, the LDC, hedges this, and to a degree, that price is effectively almost fixed coming into the winter. But indeed, incremental demand in the market, natural gas, look, has been in the bear market for the past 3 years. It's going to remain that way for at least another year. I'm willing to say it's going to go out for another 2 years. The bulls have been saying this is going to be the year that natural gas finally rallies. I'm still very skeptical on that point of view. And the bottom line is, if you're heating your home with natural gas, or you are cooling your home off in the summer with electricity fired by natural gas, you are still going to get the benefit of a very undervalued market this winter and certainly into next summer.
So what levels are we looking at for nat gas?
Right now, natural gas is trading. It's found support now in this area. We're right around 375 per decatherm, and we're using the New York Mercantile Exchange contract for natural gas as the proxy here. This is where we have found support for the past year. But there is, 1 year ago, we had a big gap when we had the rollover from summer gas to winter natural gas. Last fall, a big gap in between 365, 340. I indeed expect to see that gap get closed. I think it happens sooner rather than later. So what I'm telling you guys here is natural gas above 370, I do not expect this support to hold. I do expect that gap to get closed. I do expect to see natural gas in the near term trade below 340, at which point I do think presents a rather nice buying opportunity.
Stephen Shork, tell us about refineries. They buy oil, they turn it into gasoline. The price differential matters. Are they profitable now?
If you have a refinery in the Midwest United States, you have a license to print money. That is because we have a bottleneck in supply in the Cushing, Oklahoma, which is where you take delivery of the NYMEX oil. We have a ton of oil coming down from Canada on a new pipeline. We have oil, as always, coming up from the Gulf Coast. We have a glut situation there. So the premiums for refiners to buy, look, $85 oil, and I'm basically selling it into a $115 product market, these guys are making money hand over fist. Now, you move over to the coast, the East Coast here. Look, we had an announcement a couple of weeks ago here in my hometown of Philadelphia. Sunoco, which has been refining oil for the last 120 years in the Philadelphia region, announced that it's getting out of the refining business. And this is because, again, what I said spoke about before about the disconnect in oil prices, Sunoco cannot source oil from the middle of the country. It has to source its oil from the North Sea, from West Africa, so forth. And that oil is $25 to $30 a barrel more than what a refiner in the Midwest is paying. Now, companies still can make money, but the margins are much thinner. And as I said before, we had the announcement from Conoco that they are separating their refining units. Sunoco's getting out of the business. So it is a very tight margin business at this point, and it is indeed difficult. It comes down to what? In real estate, location. If you're located in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which ironically Sunoco used to have a refinery there, then you're in good shape. If you've got a refinery in Linden, New Jersey, you're not in very good shape.
I want to thank you very much. Stephen Shork joining us from the Shork Report. He says gasoline prices are going to be headed lower.
You can subscribe to Bloomberg's premium podcast service at Bloomberg.com/Tom Keen and listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2011 Bloomberg LP.